From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. United Nations Syria envoy Stéphane de Mistura told the European Parliament Tuesday that he is uncertain about Aleppo's future.
Clearly, I cannot deny this is a military acceleration. And I can't tell you how long eastern Aleppo will last.
The UN says a Syrian government offensive has forced nearly 16,000 people to flee their homes. Thousands more could follow. Britain and France have called for an immediate United Nations Security Council meeting on the recent increase in hostilities. Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin described the call as a propaganda campaign. At least 71 people were killed when a plane carrying members of a Brazilian soccer team crashed late Monday near Medellin, Colombia. Several people aboard the chartered plane survived. James Bargin is covering the story.
Obviously, everyone's in shock here. I mean, the fact that it's a football team doesn't make it any more or less tragic, but it definitely increases the shock factor.
The team departed Bolivia to play in the final game of the Copa Sudamericana tournament. Rescue efforts were hindered by the mountainous crash site and low visibility. A U.S. general is blaming human error for a coalition airstrike in September that killed Syrian government-aligned forces near Deir ez-Zor. Brigadier General Richard Coe says the coalition thought it was striking Islamic State forces. Pentagon spokesman Peter Crook says the U.S. will learn.
The United States is not only the most powerful and most precise military on Earth, we are also the most transparent. When we fall short of our high standards, as happened in this case, we acknowledge our mistakes, we learn from it, and that's what we will do after this event.
This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump called Tuesday for stiff penalties for protesters who burn American flags. Trump said nobody should be allowed to burn the American flag, and if they do, there should be consequences, perhaps a loss of citizenship or a year in jail. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1989 that laws banning destruction of the flag violate the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which protects freedom of speech. A 1958 court decision banned stripping a person of U.S. citizenship as a form of criminal punishment.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Tuesday that the right of Americans to express themselves in any way they choose is enshrined in the Constitution. Earnest said these rights must be protected not just when we agree with them, but also when we find them offensive.
Many Americans, the vast majority of Americans, myself included, find the burning of the flag offensive. But we have a responsibility as a country to carefully protect our rights that are enshrined in the Constitution.
It was not immediately clear what prompted Trump's tweet demanding stiff punishment for flag burners, but political analyst Klaus Lares told VOA it was not a good idea.
That's Lana Sahok reporting for VOA. U.S. President-elect Trump made his election for two more cabinet posts Tuesday. Trump named Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price as his Secretary of Health and Human Services. He says Price will lead his administration's efforts to repeal and replace President Barack Obama's signature health care plan. Also Tuesday, Trump named former Labor Secretary Elaine Chao to head the Department of Transportation. The United Nations Human Rights spokeswoman said Tuesday that civilians in the Iraqi city of Mosul are being killed by Islamic State extremists if they attempt to flee or refuse to help the jihadist. Ravinia Shamdasani said IS jihadists have carried out hundreds of execution-style murders of civilians who refuse to allow IS rockets and snipers in their homes who attempted to flee. In an incident last week, 27 civilians were reportedly executed in northern Mosul for leaking information to Iraqi officials. The Islamic State group says a man who carried out Monday's attack at Ohio State University was what it called a soldier of the caliphate. A statement posted by the group's news agency says Abdul Razak Ali Artan had responded to calls to attack the citizens of what it calls international coalition countries. Hundreds of thousands of Cubans gathered Tuesday in Havana's Revolution Square to honor their late leader Fidel Castro. Castro died Friday night at the age of 90. Beginning Wednesday, his ashes will be carried eastward across the country in a 3-day procession. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.